Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I mentioned this yesterday on air, and it is quite a strange and very difficult situation. The city of Johannesburg has reclassified school properties, resulting in huge rate increases. These property rate hikes will result in school closures, warns the city's critics, and those that manage to stay open are going to be charging much higher prices. The city is defending its decision to increase rates eightfold in court, and in the meantime, schools are slapped with huge bills, but are not being forced to pay. So I was alerted to this story some weeks ago by Aaron Zilberg. He's a director of the Eden Schools Group, and he said to me that this is a massive, massive problem for private education. Aaron Zilberg, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you? Oh, we seem to have a little bit. There we go. Are you there, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, great. So thanks for joining us and having this conversation. You are a director at the Eden Schools Group, and a few weeks ago you alerted me to this concern. Just give us some context as to what this means.
Okay, first of all, thanks for having me this morning. The context is relatively simple. The council decided to reclassify educationally zoned properties. The implication is that privately owned schools are going to pay 10 times the rates, and government owned schools are going to pay 5 times the rates.
So what does this mean in terms of numbers, in terms of what your rates are or what somebody's rates would be? Because the properties that schools are housed on are obviously fairly large.
So the implications are quite massive, to say the least. It doesn't sound potentially like it is so much, but if you take into consideration the various different challenges in running a school, this really can be quite disastrous. So, for example, a school that's valued at, let us call 70 million, the property itself, the rates will go from about 12,000 rand a month to 120,000 rand plus a month. A school that's valued at around 35 million rand, the property, it will go from 6,000 or 7,000 rand to 65,000 rand plus a month. So we're talking about a massive, massive increase.
And what's the justification for this? I mean, surely as it is, South Africans should be getting some form of tax incentives and a tax break for educating our children given the fact that government education is not up to par. So all this would mean is effectively you've got to pass this on to parents, which means parents are now paying even more, and a lot of that is going to paying taxes, where we should be getting a decent education for our children in any event as part of our benefits.
Absolutely correct. There is a question with regards to who is behind or why it is that this is necessary. The bottom line is, even if it is legally required to reclassify educationally zoned properties as businesses or to pull them into a new category of property rates, the truth is that our city, for example, is offering a rebate of 25% to institutions who do pay this extra tax. They could have given a bigger rebate. In other words, whether it's government or a particular legal understanding or the city of Johannesburg, there does exist, even within that whole conversation, the ability to not pass on an extra expense to the parent body of the respective schools, which is what they have done. And if one takes it a bit further for a moment, there are lots of different types of schools. Some schools are easier to understand why or how this has been done, but most schools don't actually fall into that category whatsoever. I mean, if one thinks about a government schools as it is are under huge pressure to be able to offer a service that is appropriate. Now all of a sudden they're going to have a massive extra expense on a monthly basis. It really puts pressure on everyone, not only private businesses, but also public schools. And as you so rightly mentioned, as it is, South Africa is challenged with regards to its educational offerings, and this is further going to make it difficult to up our level.
Is this specifically a Johannesburg thing? In other words, is this now happening under a DA administration? Is this something that is happening countrywide?
So at the moment, it's only happening here in the city of Johannesburg. There are rumors that this is intended to be a national project, for lack of a better term. That being said, one has to be careful here, because if it is true that they had no choice but to make this change from a national level, then down to a city level, well, then that could be the case. But like I said, they have the ability to offer the rebate. They offered the rebate of 25%. They could have offered a bigger rebate. So really, this is another opportunity to collect extra funds for the city, which I'm not sure that this is the best.
Yeah,
the best place.
Well, certainly I wouldn't have thought so, considering the challenges that parents have in educating their children, and for a school to, there's no chance a school can absorb this. They're going to be passing it on, which just adds more and more pressure to a really fragile system.
Yeah, so two points. The one is that those schools that can pass it on are going to. The real truth here is there are many schools that won't be able to pass it on because their model currently is so specific. They have no wiggle room whatsoever. So there are many schools that will not be able to pass this on and will affect the viability of those many schools. The other point that is important to mention, that beyond the various news articles that are written about this, there are three major court cases currently in process regarding this particular decision: AfriForum, Curo, and Advitech. And each one is taking it on from a slightly different angle, because there are actually various different points over here.
Right.
The first is whether or not it actually was required or necessary to make this change to begin with. A second glaring point, which is, this is really something interesting: why was there no consultation?
Absolutely.
In other words, there was consultation with regards to the change in rates, generally speaking, and at those meetings, there could have been a opening, at least, to the fact that there was going to be a massive, dramatic change to the rates of educationally zoned properties, and that didn't occur.
Very, very concerning. We are going to be talking to AfriForum around about 10 to 9. We're going to get their update on this, because they are, as you mentioned, they are looking into it. We also are going to try and get some feedback from the DA, from the city itself, to try and understand why this is happening and some of the rationale around it. I'd love your reaction and your thoughts, please, on 34519 or 0618951019. That's Aaron Zilberg, director of the Eden Schools Group, talking to us about the increase in rates and the subsequent impact on the cost of education.